Hi, this is Joe with Comic Book Spotlight.
And this is Chris.
We're going to be reviewing S.H.I.E.L.D. because thankfully Hulu Plus has it, and it justifies me still having Hulu Plus when there's nothing else going on with it. So, congratulations, Hulu Plus. You keep a customer. Let me just say that me and Chris are both Whedonites. We've watched everything that Joss has put on, including Firefly.
No, I never watched Firefly.
Oh, you never saw? Oh, that's right.
Not fully, no.
No, but... So, we know what to expect with this man. And this... A lot of people have kind of been down on the pilot. I don't know why. You're introduced to pretty much everybody. First, you get a voiceover by named Sky, a female hacker, saying how bad S.H.I.E.L.D. is. And then they basically show you scenes from Avengers, like Cap's S.H.I.E.L.D., Thor's hammer, Iron Man, Hulk. You get like a full-blown Hulk, and then the aliens. And this show name drops like a drunken Hollywood socialite. I swear to God.
Yeah, that about covers it.
Yeah, no joke. No joke. You're introduced to these characters. You meet this Agent Ward. He's a handsome James Bond American type of guy. He goes after this device in this hotel, and it's a pretty brutal fight. And then we're introduced to Maria Hill is back. Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother. And God, I cannot wait for that show to be canceled so we can get her on full time, because I hate Ted. No one should be rooting for Ted. And there's How I Met Your Mother review. You shouldn't be rooting for Ted, and I personally can't wait for all those actors to come onto the show. Anyway.
Well, I don't think all of them will come onto the show.
Neil Patrick Harris would make an amazing Quicksilver. A gay Quicksilver. That's what America wants. No, they don't. Anyway.
What are you talking about?
I think it'd be great. But, you know, you're introduced to Hill again, and she basically name drops every freaking Avenger to Jack, and Coulson enters in a kind of dramatic way, but
it's a very Joss way.
Very Joss,
like,
way.
The corner was dark, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, he comes out of like the dark shadows, like, I think there's all missing, so.
But that's a very Dean. Let's make the dramatic entrance and then make a joke about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very similar, like all Joss shows. And then you see that Coulson is putting Ward on this team that also includes an Asian bookkeeper, or someone who wants to be a bookkeeper, called Melinda May. And you find out that she's
an ace pilot, she's a martial arts expert, which she's Asian, and I just let me just say real quick, you got the diversity grab bag on this show.
Yes. And I do have to apologize. The first thing we actually do is get Jay Augustus Gunn from
J. August Richards
from Angel doing a spider climb to save this woman out of a building. That's all part of the intro. And he has a son, and he's like, oh, he had superpowers. And then you find out that he does have superpowers, but it's far
Somebody
more...
Somebody gave him those superpowers.
Yeah, it's far more sinister. And while Coulson's putting together this team, Shepard from Firefly shows up as a doctor. I swear to God, you're going to see a lot of,
you were on Buffy.
Yeah, you were on Buffy.
Hey, you were on Firefly.
You were on Dollhouse. You're going to get a lot of that, I got a feeling, which I'm cool with, because it's not like they were all bad actors. So they allude when Coulson leaves the room with Ward to basically go get May, Maria and Doc Shepard, is what I'm going to refer to him as, say that Coulson really doesn't know who or what he is.
What happened to him after, and if you haven't seen Avengers, you should if you're listening to this podcast.
Why are you even...
Why are you here?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, not even why are you even listening,
so,
watching
Agents
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Giant spoiler, Coulson is killed by Loki in the middle of Avengers, and by all accounts to everybody who was there, he is dead.
Yeah.
And so he's come back, whether or not he actually died.
I'll get into that.
And resuscitated
later.
Or whatever happened.
Yeah. So basically, they're putting this team together. They go after the girl who did this intro, Sky. She ends up meeting Gun. Let's call him what he is. Gun.
Super Gun.
Super Gun. Super Gun. And she's like, oh, you gotta have a secret identity. You gotta get out in front of it. You know, she comes off very, she says, I'm not a groupie. She's a groupie.
She's very much a groupie.
Yeah, and we find out later that, yes, she is very much a groupie. But she's like this amazing hacker, and she put his rescue of this woman on film, on YouTube. And she's like, oh, you gotta be weary of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're coming for you. She almost says great power with great responsibility, but screws up the line. And eventually, Coulson and Ward get a hold of her, and she's like, oh, you're an evil, faceless government organization, and, you know, Project Centipede comes up, and they don't know what that is. So, Coulson, in an amazing twist, brings out this truth serum and sticks Jack with it. And he basically blurts out everything that S.H.I.E.L.D. stands for and everything he's done to Sky, who he admits he has a crush on. And she kind of helps them, kind of joins the team. Now, you're also introduced to Fitz and Simmons. Fitz is a
Irish technical engineer.
And Simmons is a
British female biochemist.
Yes. And good luck with those accents, kid, because we watch BBC America and even I had a hard time.
I knew the difference.
It was hard to understand them.
The Irish is a little thick.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
And they investigate where this explosion happened, where Super Gun was, and save the girl. And you find out that Gun actually got this alien technology that is basically full of gamma radiation, super soldier serum, and also Extremis from Iron Man 3. So he's got the full cocktail going on. And the explosion happened because the one guy they experimented on, the first guy, basically blew up like the guys did in Iron Man 3. So, what they do is they kind of all band together to make sure that Gunn is taken down, but taken down in a non-lethal way. He has his kid, and you get the idea that Coulson really doesn't want to harm him in any way, and just wants to talk him out of it. Well, the twist of everything prior to the final confrontation with Super Gun is the woman that Gun saves actually is one of the doctors who experimented on him. And what exploded was actually a research lab. And we don't know who these people are. And I'll get to that later. They take Gun down using something.
It was something that when you got onto the plane, Fitz and Simmons were working on. It was basically a supersized stun gun.
Right. It is
essentially what I got.
Yeah.
But
the problem is that they know about Extremis, they should have Tony's cure.
Well, I think that's what that was.
They were running projects where it was failing, so I'm not really sure. I mean, that was kind of one of the things I'm like, well, then they should know how to beat this already if they know what it is. But they take Gun down in a non-lethal way, and, you know,
kudos to the director and the writers, because it really did look like, you know, Coulson's finally talked him down, everything's cool, and then someone shoots Gun in the head.
Yeah, and it's Jack. Jack, you find out, really doesn't want to be on this from, like, the word go, and wants to be Action Man. He really does. He really wants to be Bond. And he doesn't work well with the team, and what you find out is he has some family back history that they kind of, Coulson says, you know, you should really want to work with S.H.I.E.L.D. or be the best you can, considering your family's past. And I'm racking my brain, like, what's the past?
Yeah, so if there are anybody out there that is more of a super nerd than Joe and myself,
and good luck with
we
that.
Can't think of who the heck the Ward family is, unless Ward's name is not his actual name.
I don't think it is. I honestly don't think it is.
I'm going to go with it's probably not.
No.
Well, they compared his test scores as high as Black Widow's.
Yeah, he actually got very high test scores. He really is going to be... We don't know if there's any superheroes, and let me phrase that. Let me go into what I think the final scene in this show is basically, throughout the episode, you see Coulson has this really sweet bride that's tricked out. They said, oh, it's like one of the original S.H.I.E.L.D. Antiques and collectibles. And it's actually the original hover car from Iron Man
2.
Actually, Captain America.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah, it's
yes.
Captain America, where...
Right, because Howard came up with the repulsor.
Yeah, Howard Stark comes up with the repulsor. And that's such a quick nod, because that is actually from the comic books, and he convinces Sky to kind of join the team, and they're on a new mission and everything else like that, and that's cool.
Every team needs Leet Hexor.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm going to say this right now. All these characters, I felt like I've seen before in a Joss show.
Yeah.
Fitz reminds me a lot of the one guy from Dollhouse that was in Cabin in the Woods.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of him, except he has a moral compass, where that guy eventually grew a moral compass. Jack reminds me a lot of, like, Angel, first season Angel. The Sky is basically Fred.
She's kind of a combination of Fred and Willow.
Yeah.
I got a Willow vibe out of her,
and
as far as
Simmons
the humor.
Yeah, and Simmons is probably, you know, another Willow clone or something along those lines. And May is going to end up being a little...
She's a little Buffy.
Yeah, she's...
I get a little Buffy.
And Coulson is basically... Giles.
Yeah, in a way. Or
Giles.
I honestly do think it's like Joss Whedon inserting himself into the story. Like, I'm just the straight guy.
Yeah, Coulson plays... I will say this.
He does play very straight.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's great. Coulson is the highlight of the entire thing. Which he should be. He's going to be the main character throughout this entire thing. The problem, I'll say this, is a really good pilot, because a lot of pilots, Sleepy Hollow, like to throw a lot of crap at you, and then you try to figure out how the hell they're going to go forward with, oh, the next episode, let alone the entire season. This was a nice setup episode. You got introduced to these characters, you don't know a lot about them, they give you little hints that maybe Sky isn't who she says she is, you get the hint that Ward is... family history is going to be a problem. They give you that May did something on the field that's why she wants to be on the desk. There's a lot of stuff that you can work with, especially the big Coulson thing. Now, that's my takeaway. It's a good pilot for what it is. I wish Gunn was part of the team, because right now there is no superpowers, and I know that's going to be a problem for some fans, especially when it's rumored they're already going to fight supervillains. So, I liked it a lot. I thought it was cool. I thought that the best part is going to be the dialogue in any Joss show. Fight scenes were awesome. That first fight scene
is pretty awesome.
Pretty brutal,
what
too.
What was that thing that Ward found in the fireplace?
It was a Shi'ar.
Okay.
And I think that's what they refer to.
Because you about fell off the couch.
I think he said, if it's Shi'ar, that's X-Men. Which means...
Well, yeah, Shi'ar Empire, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that's... I think they mean it for the aliens that came down. I don't know. I forget what they refer to the aliens as in Avengers. I'm thinking that they're saying that was, like, the alien device. But if they're using Shi'ar, then that means maybe we're going to get mutants.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, well, they don't really... there's a lot of questions of what they do and don't own the rights for TV. The rumor is that they own the rights to Spider-Man on TV, and eventually he is going to be part of the team, which would be amazing. But that's massive speculation. What did you take away?
It's a very good first story. It's very comic book in its setup. You know, here's all the people that we're going to introduce you to. Here are the secrets that we might reveal later,
mm-hmm.
Which. Like he's, and we've seen Sleepy Hollow, and unlike that show where it's like, we're just gonna throw everything at you at once. Here, we're gonna drop little, we're gonna leave the breadcrumb trail and see if you follow it.
Yeah.
You know, because either you're gonna follow it or the birds are just gonna come eat it and you're screwed anyway.
But Joss is really, really good at, I'm going to string you along and this is gonna be the giant surprise at the end. You know,
every series he has done,
there's always,
he does that in the first episode.
In the first episode, you get the hint that there's something else going on. First episode of Angel, the first episode of Buffy, we don't know who Angel is.
Right.
You know, first episode of Angel, where we meet Wolfram and Hart, and we don't know who they really are. You know, Dollhouse was a ton of secrets all over the place. Firefly was kind of a who's Shepard and what's going on with, you know, everything that's going on.
The whole thing with River.
Yeah, what's River's real deal? You know, he's always going to do that, and that's why Josh's shows are successful, for the most part, until the networks get a hold of him, is that he will give you a mystery that you're going to be very, very curious about. And the mystery to me, and spoilers, this is where we're into spoiler territory, but I think we both agree this was a really good pilot.
Yes.
There's, you know, some of the characters seem a little milquetoast, but Joss is going to flesh them out, and that's how you should do TV. You should take the entire season, or three, or seven, to flesh out your characters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I truly think that Josh is good with television. Josh is good with movies, too. But then you have only so much time.
He got lucky with Avengers.
Avengers had a great cast.
Yeah, he also did Aliens 4. Remember that?
Yeah. Never mind. I take that
back. He's hit or miss on TV.
Television, he's always been successful. Mainly because he has characters that you can appreciate, if not care about. Day one.
Yeah, and I think we're going to eventually... We care about Coulson.
Care about Coulson just because of the
you
story.
You may not care about Skye because she comes off a little too... When they black bag her, I'm like, oh, good. She can finally shut up now. But I think you'll eventually get to like Jack. I think basically what you're going to end up liking is probably the May character more than anybody else. Just because she doesn't say much, and that's probably a good thing. Because everyone seems to... speaking Whedonism.
Yeah, and she's not very fluid in Whedonese.
Yeah. So, but on a whole, I give this a high recommendation. I'm really looking forward to the future.
Yes, find it on Hulu Plus. It is there. It was there as of yesterday.
Yeah.
But I would also agree with you. Give it a chance, if nothing else.
Give it a few more episodes. It's a great pilot.
I think part of the issue that some other reviewers are having is the fact that, well, there's no Tony Stark, there's no Hawkeye, there's no Black Widow.
You know, eventually they're going to have to put somebody in there.
They'll have to cameo somebody.
I was really hoping that Augustus was going to be Luke Cage. I really was hoping, like, okay, good. You can throw Luke
Cage. Instead of being a science experiment, he is an actual
hero.
True-to-life hero. Yeah. And I think that for me was the biggest disappointment. It was like, oh.
Well, here's where you get the spoilers. So if you want to turn us off now, I think at the end
now's a good time.
Yeah, all right. Spoilers is, the rumor is, and for a while now, some people in the know have known about this, Coulson's vision. That's the theory. I'm going to say this is the theory. Coulson's vision, and all of this is going to lead to Age of Ultron. That he is going to end up being... I got a feeling this entire cast will not make it to when we do Avengers 2. Because they've already stated Coulson's not going to be in Avengers 2. And I think not having these characters in Avengers 2, people are going to be a little bit pissed. I think they're all going to get killed by Ultron. I think Coulson will...
Then why make it an extendable series? Or is this just, we're going to do this to get from Avengers 1 to Avengers 2?
Yes.
That's all this is?
Yeah.
Way to go, ABC.
Well, it could be, it couldn't be. That's my theory. My theory is...
Your theory is that we get one, maybe two seasons out of it. We get to Age of Ultron. The series ends before that.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless they decide to cameo people in it.
But then you got a reverse cameo, and I don't know about that.
Yeah, because people are going to be like, well, where's the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. guys in Avengers 2? Because they kind of have to be in it. Even if you cameo them in a little bit, I think that could work, but because this is Joss. And if you don't know Joss Whedon, get ready. All these characters you're going to like, and they're all going to die. So that's my theory. I think he's going to mass wipe them out, and then when they come back from Avengers 2, we'll probably get a rebuilt Coulson that'll be more like Vision, and maybe a new cast. So that's my theory on it. And I also think that there's a lot of hints of this other organization that tried to kill Super Gun at one point in time. Like the Doctor and this guy tried to kill him. I think that's Hydra.
Interesting theory.
S.H.I.E.L.D. always fights Hydra.
That's true. And, so it could be that Hydra is now trying to build its own super soldiers again.
Yeah. I mean, everything that was done there screamed, oh my god, this is Hydra.
And actually, I didn't even catch that, for a thought. So.
Well, it's just, it makes comic book sense. It makes movie sense. I mean, it makes their continuity sense that Hydra never goes away.
Right.
I mean, yes, Red Skull got defeated at the end of Cap, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Hydra's gone away. You know, that may have something to do with Jack's family. Maybe he's related to Red Skull. Maybe he's, related to one of the villains or something like that, or his family was part of Hydra or AIM or something along those lines.
Well, they haven't even hinted at AIM yet.
Well, they hint at AIM in Iron Man 3, but
okay.
That would explain why they have Extremis.
That would be.
So, maybe it's AIM. But I think that there's something else going on. Like, Sky is part of this rising tide or something like that, or ridiculous thing. And there are a bunch of... She's just part of it. She isn't it. And I think they're a front for something else. There's something else going on. And with Joss, that would make sense. Because there's always something else going on in the background. So, those are my 2 cents. Your 2 cents?
Considering I didn't even catch those, okay. We'll just go with that.
All right. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a good show. I do think at some point in time they're going to have to put a superpower character in there.
Or at least something.
A lot of the show
is... Throwing Hawkeye. He's got nothing to do.
A lot of the show is ordinary people trying to live in this new world of gods and monsters. The problem is that these guys are exceptional. It's not like they have a Xander in the group.
They're exceptional, but they're not super powered.
Yeah, but you know what? They're not regular Joes either.
Yes.
They'd almost need a...
But that's S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. has always had exceptional people, and that's right. The only people they hire.
Yeah, but I think that's the problem that you with when you try to make the argument of, how can ordinary people live into this society? Well, it's not like S.H.I.E.L.D. are ordinary people either. So, like I said, I kind of wish they had a Xander in the group, but, I always believe there should be a Xander in the group. So, all right, well, that's Joe.
That's Chris.
All right, we'll see you for probably episode 2 of S.H.I.E.L.D. and probably finishing up Breaking Bad and...
You have fun with that.
Yeah. Well, we're all having fun with Breaking Bad. Nothing's more fun than Breaking Bad. All right, bye.
Bye. Pause or finish.